To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Lep pozdrav iz Črne luknje. Kdo je najboljši raziskovalni novinar po izbiri progresivnih ameriških medijev? Če ne veste, je priložnost, da v naslednjih 30 minutah poslušate, s čim si je Greg Palast prislužil takšne pridevnike v ZDA, vendar nič manj zveneče tudi v Britaniji. Gre za novinarja, ki je za BBC-evo dajo Nightside odkril volilno prevaro na Floridi. Zahvaljujoč kraj glasov se George Bush mlajši pripeljal v Belo hišo, pravi Greg Palast. Je raziskovali novinar in kolumnist londonskega The Observerja. Kolumna je naslovljena Inside Corporate America, v njej pa je zavrtel zgodbe o bankrotu Enrona, škandalih v Blairovem kabinetu ter o različnih, milo rečeno, škandalih oziroma sumljivih potezah Svetovne banke, Mednarodnega monetarnega sklada in Svetovne trgovinske organizacije. Sicer je Greg Palast tudi svetovalec Media Channela oziroma globalne mreže za demokratične medije. Seveda do ameriških mainstream medijev nima pristopa. Pred kratkim se pojavil dokumentarni film na DVD-ju Bush Family Fortunes, ki je narejen po Palastovi uspešnici The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Ravno o tem bo govoril v nocojšnji Črni luknji, namreč po komadu bomo poslušali del njegovega predavanja, ki ga je imel v Boulderju v Koloradu v ZDA leta 2003 nekaj tednov po napadu na Irak, ki so ga vodile Združene države. Za Grega Palasta je torej svet slišal, ko je objavil zgodbo o tem, kako sta izbrisala takratna državna sekretarka Floride Catherine Harris in guverner Floride in Georgeov brat Jeb Bush pred volitvami 2000 iz volilnega registra na Floridi tisoče imen črncev in simpatizerjev demokratske stranke. trdno argumentirano zgodbo so zagrabili po BBC-u, tudi ameriški časniki tipa The Nation in Washington Post, pa tudi britanski Guardian, vendar ne tudi mainstream elektronski mediji v ZDA, ki imajo največ vpliva na ameriško javno mnenje. Uradne raziskave, ki so šle po tej sledi, so bile ustavljene in pozabljene po napadu na New York 11. septembra 2001. Sicer pa je Palace dokumentiral, da je bilo izbrisanih afroameriških volilcev pred volitvami 2000 v ZDA okrog milijon. Florida pa je bila samo vrh ledene gore. Greg Palast je torej objavil uspešnico New York Times The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, ki je bila že trikrat ponatisnjena. Palast je to komentiral s tem, da založniki iz lastnih razlogov pač nočejo nehati tiskati knjigo, ne glede na to, da on nujno rabi počitek in je ne more več dopolnjevati z novimi teksti. Vendar se kot raziskovalni novinar ne more ustaviti, ko kot sam pravi, kanalizacija v kleti teče in se je treba potapljati v drek ter povedati javnosti, koliko smrdi. Tudi v knjigi se je Palast predstavil kot izjemno brihtan in duhovit avtor, ki ima trdne argumente za tisto, kar govori. Začeli bomo z letom 91 in vprašanjem, kdo je dobil zalivsko vojno.
So who's winning? Who won the war? I mean, I'm looking all through the Chronicle. The Chronic here and the New York Times. I can't figure out who's won the war. So the first question is, does anyone remember who won Gulf War I? Right? 91, 90 at the 1990-91. Anyone remember who won that war? Well, it wasn't Kuwaiti democracy. So I looked it up. Turns out our president at the time, Bush Daddy, Poppy Bush as the grown man calls himself. When he left office, kind of asked to leave by two-thirds of the American people, when he left office, he took some of the Oval Office stationery with him and he wrote a letter to the royals of Kuwait. You know, the royals are kind of our allies who are dictators in robes, right? He wrote a letter to the dictators of Kuwait and said, could you please give my friends at Chevron Oil a drilling concession? Because, he said he would never lobby for a corporation. Former presidents don't do that. They're still kind of on our payroll. And in his defense, he did not take any money from Chevron. Now, Chevron did give $660,000 to his son's presidential campaign. But wait, I heard that. I don't want you making any connections. So who's winning this war? You know? Any nominees? Bechtel, I heard. Halliburton, yeah, that's a good one. I just
Al-Qaeda recruiting.
Al-Qaeda, right? They seem to be on an upswing.
Torej, donacije politikom, ki vrnejo slogo, so najboljše ekonomske investicije, bolilna prevara in pač potrdi legitimnost. The best democracy money can buy, Greg Palast.
Right after the presidential election, I noticed that the Republicans didn't win the election, but at least they spent the most money, $440 million about, to get the White House for W. And that meant that instead of an election, we've gone to kind of auctions. And what I wanted to do is figure out who were the winning bidders. And I'm looking down the usual lists of suspects, donor one, Enron, donor two, Exxon, and then donor three, Southern Company. And then I'm going down the list, I see Barrick Gold Mining of Canada, right? And I say, what are the Canadians doing supporting our democracy? Lo and behold, I look on their payroll, who's there? Poppy Bush, right? And So I'm thinking, now wait a minute. What are these guys doing with a used president? I mean, what do you do with them? How did he catch their attention, you know, up there with the caribou? And I look, and lo and behold, just before Bush leaves office, Poppy Bush leaves office, the rules for laying claims to gold mines are changed, and a special expedited procedure is put into place allowing Barrick Gold to lay claim to the largest gold mine in the hemisphere, $10 billion worth of gold ore, and they paid the U.S. Treasury $10,000. Nice. And then Daddy got the job. I reported this in The Observer, Sunday paper, The Guardian, George Orwell's old paper. I had his old job. And it's true. I thought George would like this one. I published it, and Bush's Goldfinger buddies sued us. See, there's no First Amendment in Britain. There's no written constitution. Americans don't understand how valuable, important this thing is. We are the only nation on earth that has a freedom of speech, a freedom of press. It's missing in the rest of the world, and especially in Britain. And so I'm campaigning for them to have a First Amendment and a Bill of Rights. You know, they could use ours. We're not using it. So, that's not funny. I was being sued by, like, you know, armed and dangerous billionaires, right? And you know, so my paper, and one of the reasons I can report what I do for the Guardian Observer is that we're run by not, like, KGNU. We are run by a not-for-profit foundation, okay? So that gives us some freedom, but not a lot of money to face down these guys. And what they said was, see, under British law, they said, they didn't deny that Bush got the job and or that there was 10,000 that they put down and they got the gold mine. What they said is that any reasonable person reading this set of facts will conclude that they're connected. So I actually let my paper sign a document to the court saying that, you know, there's no connections. So W got the donations and Poppy got the job. Barrick got the gold mine, Public got the shaft, and there's no connections, right?
Odličen je Greg Palast. V naslednjem delu predavanja omenja Choice Point Corporation iz Atlante, ki je sodelovala v volilni prevari leta 2000, ko je delala sezname volilcev in izbrisala tisoče črnskih volilcev. Po 11. septembru 2001 je korporacija dobila vladno delo in izdelala računalniški sistem za FBI, na katerem so sezname ljudi, ki so preveč nevarni, da bi se vozili v letalih v ZDA. Palas trdi, da imajo v registru 270 milijonov imen oziroma vse državljane ZDA, ker so 12. septembra 2001 tudi vsi Američani postali sumljivi. Za to delo Choice Point Corporation dobije milijarde dolarjev istih davkoplačevalcev, pravi Palast.
So still doesn't answer the questions, who's winning? Who's winning this war on terror? Well, according to Forbes magazine, the winner of the war on terror, this quote from Forbes, is a company called Choice Point. Ooh, yeah, see, some of you may know. See, Choice Point, it kind of rings a bell. See, now, the very day, now, Choice Point on, let's see, the FBI was given a one, let me start this again. Let me think how, to give you an idea of how important this is. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, the Bush administration did announce that we had no money left to pay for the medical care of pregnant women on Medicaid. That same day, they announced $1 billion extra for the FBI's DNA program. And the number one contractor, no bid, supplier of the DNA information on you, is a company called ChoicePoint. Okay. So who is more important than pregnant women? And they have other contracts, profiling in airports, immigration intakes. They've got a database of 16 billion records on Americans, and they are now building an international database for the FBI for data mining.
Poslušate Črno luknjo na Radio Študentu, nocoj Greg Palast in njegova knjiga The Best Democracy, Money Can Buy, oziroma predavanje njegovo na to temo, ki ga je imel v Boulderju v ZDA leta 2003, nekaj tednov po napadu ZDA in njenih zveznic na Irak. Čeprav je Greg Palast odličen raziskovalni novinar, za njega ni prostora v ameriških mainstream medijih, ali ravno zaradi tega. Skoraj nemogoče je povedati medijem zgodbo, če je ne želijo slišati pravi Palast. Recimo, televizijska mreža CBS nikoli ni naredila prispevka po njegovi zgodbi o volilni prevari na Floridi, čeprav so ga velikokrat klicali in obljubljali, da bodo in ga vprašali različno vprašanje in sam tja pa, ampak nikoli nič. Palast ve, zakaj niso, ker seveda ni tako enostavno in ker zahteva veliko, veliko raziskovalnega dela. Po drugi strani Palast pravi, da je vsaka medijska zgodba prepakirana. Novica je na primer, da je organska in surova hrana veliko boljša, pravi Palast, vendar ko se takšna novica prepakira v medijsko sporočilo, nastane navadni junk food. Junk news za junk food, pravi Palast in vabi na akcijo.
Okay. Struggle continues here, and that's why we're here. Okay, there's many fronts. We talk about people marched regarding the stop the war in Iraq. That's one front. Sometimes the front is in Iraq, sometimes the front is in Venezuela, sometimes the front is in Boulder, sometimes the front is in Tanzania, because see, it's one war. It's about those with the money and the guns and those without, see? And it's a war with many fronts. So what I am, in a way, is a war correspondent from the money wars. And if you want that news and to keep up on what's happening with Tundu, because the way we keep him alive is get the word out. In fact, I have some of this in my book, but I've taken this part of my book. It's up on my website, so you can have it for free and send it out everywhere you can. Okay? Everywhere you can. Because that can save a life. That's one of our jobs. Go to my website, which is www.gregpalast.com. Sign up, get active, stay aware of what's going on as I'm writing these reports. Because these are continuing stories, every one of these things, you know. We'll let you know what Barbie's up to. So it's a job we have to do.
Palast je veliko kritiziral Bushovo zunanjo politiko, trdi, da ima dokument State Departmenta, v katerem se navaja razdelitev bogastev v Iraku, vključno z nafto. Pravi, da ta dokument obsega 100 strani in da je govoril z ljudmi, ki so ga pripravljali, ne vedoč, kaj v resnici delajo. Palast na osnovi tega dokumenta ne more trditi, da je Bush napadel Irak zaradi nafte, vendar lahko trdi, da Bush ne bo odšel iz Iraka brez nafte. Seveda je Bush državljanom ZDA in Irak obljubil, da bo zrušil Sadama Huseina, osvobodil Iračane in jim pripeljal demokracijo.
And then he said, and of course the third promise was, we're going to bring democracy to Iraq. Besides Barbie. I mean, kind of the way we brought democracy to Afghanistan. You know, one warlord, one vote. Right? And In fact, that you know, and Kuwait. Do you remember we saved when we got Saddam out of Kuwait City? We said all we have to do is get rid of Saddam, and we can restore that democracy. Well, they didn't have democracy yet, but women were allowed to drive cars. Remember all that? And they were going to have a constitutional monarchy, and they were going to democratize their system. I mean, it's 12 years. 12 years. I'm still waiting for the election returns from Kuwait, right? So now we're going to do. Now we're going 3 for 3. We're bringing democracy to Iraq, right? Yeah. So why were we there? Well, do you remember what our president said? He said, I want to speak to the Iraqi people. Do you remember that? I want to speak directly to the Iraqi people. Now, Cheney forgot to tell them that they speak Arabic. But, but you know, never mind. I was kind of interested in what he said. I thought he would say, well, maybe, you know, our kids are coming there to liberate you. Don't shoot at them. But instead he said this. He said, do not destroy oil wells. I don't make it up. Don't have to worry about the translation. Al-Qaeda put it on their recruitment posters.
In še zadnji del izbire iz tega predavanja, ki ga je Greg Palast imel leta 2003, predavanje The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, tako se imenuje tudi knjiga, in predavanje, ki je objavljeno na CD-u The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, ki je šla za Alternative Ten Teclas, še en del tega predavanja.
We're back where we started from, but that means that we know how to get to where we need to where we're going to. You know, there are victories coming, okay? And, you know, I want to tell you something. You know, people said that the marches didn't stop anything in Iraq, didn't stop the war. You know, Fox News, nay, nay, nay. Clear Channel calling out the thousands, you know, the seven guys who came out to protest for the war. That, you know, they were so addled. Yeah, we're all for the Spanish-American War. Whatever war. But, you know, during Gulf War I, when you basically had no protests, 3 weeks into the war, where we are now, 4 weeks into the war, was an air campaign, an air war, and they had high-level bombing of southern Iraq as people were fleeing Basra. You know, the kids and grandma and the cat and the family, Volkswagen and Fiat's, miles of cars incinerated. 100,000 people, according to Norman Schwarzkopf, looks like burnt to death, okay? That didn't happen this time. It didn't happen there because people were in the streets here, and we were watching, see? So that's, it doesn't stop. There, you know, much is accomplished, much is left to be done, right? So I'm marching Saturday. So, you know, join with, get on the website, do something. But it's, oh, I forgot to tell you, what about Catherine? So she writes this letter, and CBS, she writes this letter, twisted, maniacal, and just, so we did it. Yes, NAACP caught us, you know. But it wasn't my fault. Everyone else made me do this. Everyone else's fault. The attorney general, the state legislature, and I got a letter from the governor. So I call up Catherine's office. And I don't say this is Mr. Twisted and Maniacal. I just say, I say, I got a letter from the Secretary of State, and she talks about a letter that she got from the governor about the removal of felon voters from the voter rolls, and I'm sure you have that letter somewhere, and I'm sure she wants me to see it so we can talk about it, and could you look for it? I'm quite certain that the letter is dated September 18th, 2000. Could you send that to me? And 10 minutes later in my fax machine... So there it is. And so let me just, Dan, I found it. I got to go back. Let's go back to what our president said 3 weeks ago. And it's the one thing in his talk I completely agree with. When he said, do not fight for a dying regime. It is not worth your life. So thank you. Thanks.
Toliko od Grega Palasta, enega izmed najboljših raziskovalnih novinarjev, ki je objavil svetovno uspešnico The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Za Grega Palasta bomo še sigurno slišali, lahko pa obišete tudi njegovo spletno stran, ki je on že omenil, da, torej je www.gregpalast.org. In bilo je to vse v nocojšnji črni luknji, ki sem je pripravil Goc. Ostal bom z vami tudi po odvizu, ker sledi še en Subway. In na koncu samo naj povem, da je Greg Palast iz Kalifornije. So is your name.
revolution to you. To kill their bosses and take their money.
Dobro, jebate, kako ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?